We're starting with our songs for Pesach, and the first song, which is most basic, is the song which enumerates what we are going to do on this night of Pesach. And the night of the Seder is called Leil HaSeder, the night where we have the order. The order is the referral to what happens on this night. The sages instituted for us a specific ordering of how we are to run the night. And it breaks down to Kadesh, making Kiddush, Urchatz, washing our hands before we'll eat the vegetables. We don't make a blessing when we wash our hands then, and the children are going to ask, how come you're washing, everyone's washing, and not making a blessing on Tiel Sedai? Aren't we starting the meal? And then instead of starting the meal, we eat karpas, we eat a vegetable. So the kids are going to wonder, I don't understand, isn't this a Yom Tov meal? How come we're eating vegetables? What happened to Amotzi? You made Kiddush after Kiddush. You always eat bread. And that's the whole point of Karpas. The idea is that the kids are going to ask, what's going on here? How come you're eating a small piece of vegetables? So, by the way, this is, in general, our attitude in the night of the Seder. We want our kids to ask, and in questioning, we're going to lead them in to asking about our tradition, to asking us about what happened on this night. What's this night so special? And we'll be able to tell them what our fathers told us and their fathers told them, going back to the night of Pesach. This is the night that the Jews left Egypt after being in servitude. So karpas is the vegetable. Karpas is a type of vegetable that we, a green vegetable, that we eat a small amount of after we wash our hands. We dip it in salt water and eat it. Yachatz, we take the matzah and instead of starting to eat the meal, we break it and put it away. And the kid's going to ask, what's going on here? You're breaking it as though you're cutting the bread. You don't have challah on the table, you have matzah. And the matzah you're breaking as though you're about to start the meal. And you're not starting the meal, you're not giving it out, you're putting it away. And that matzah which is put away is what we call the afikoman, the matzah which will be eaten at the very end of the Seder. That's the matzah which we encourage the kids to steal. And if they steal it, so we try to get it back. And then they don't want to give it back unless we pay something for it. And then we make a promise, I'll get you this gift or that gift, tell me what you want for it. That matzah is so valuable to me. And the kid's going to ask, why is it so valuable to me? Why are you willing to give me so much for the matzah? And we're going to tell him, oh, that matzah is the most important matzah tonight. You see that broken matzah? That broken matzah represents our whole history, that little piece of broken matzah. The Jews were once in a situation where they couldn't eat something whole. Whenever they'd eat, they'd sit down and break off a piece and put it away because they didn't know if they'd have food tomorrow. That was our situation in Egypt. And that little piece of broken matzah, we're going to make a special blessing tonight on the mitzvah of eating matzah. And that's the blessing we make at the beginning of the meal, and it goes on, the matzah will lead at the very end of the meal, dafikomen as well. Because that matzah is what interests me the most. It represents our whole history, that broken piece of matzah. And that matzah is so important to me, my son, I'm willing to give you anything for that matzah. So we show the kids we value that matzah. That's why we call it afikoman. We take it out as dessert. Afikoman literally means take out our stuff for dessert. We're going to have the end of the meal. That's our dessert. What, you're eating a little piece of matzah for dessert? Yeah, that's my dessert tonight. Tonight, that's what I want to have the taste of. That's my taste at the end of the meal tonight. So yachatz is when we actually break the matzah, and now we're going to have a broken piece of matzah on the plate and a broken piece of matzah put away for the end of the meal. And the Torah tells us that when we say the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're supposed to tell the kids, Ba'avul Zeh, because of this God took me out of Egypt. What's this? What are we pointing to? We're pointing to the broken piece of matzah left on the table, and we're telling them, you see this? Because of this, this broken matzah, which represents our history, we did the mitzvah that God told us, and He took us out of Egypt. This represents all of that. This is a mitzvah that God gave us to eat matzah on this night. Because of this, God took me out of Egypt. So we say the whole story of the Agoda when this broken piece is in front of us. So we can't begin Magid, the next mitzvah of the night, to tell over the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim without having a broken matzah in front of us. So that's why the matzah is called Lechem Oni, poor man's bread, because poor people eat dried out pieces of matzah. And it's called Lechem Oni because poor men can't afford to eat a whole piece of bread at a meal. They always save part because they don't know if they'll have tomorrow. And it's called Lechem Oni from the word La'anot, to answer, to respond, because we're going to respond to our children's questions. We're going to say the whole Agoda when this piece is placed in front of us. Show and tell. We show him the broken matzah and then we tell him what it's all about. So that's why the matzah is called Lechem Oni. Either poor man's bread or bread that we answer over this bread. So now when we're about to begin the mitzvah of telling over, recounting the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we break the matzah in preparation. So that's yachatz, we, like chetzi, we divide the matzah. Magid, we start telling over the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rochza, after we finish the story of leaving Egypt, so we wash our hands for the meal. motzi matzah. We take out the matzah now to make hamotzi on it. We make hamotzi and then we eat the matzah. We make hamotzi and then we make the blessing al achilas matzah, on the eating of the matzah. It's motzi and then matzah. Maror, we then eat the maror after making the blessing on the matzah. We take out the maror, we make the blessing on the maror and eat the maror, the bitter earth. And then korech, we eat a sandwich of matzah together with the bitter herbs. Shulchan orech, we finish with the whole meal. Tzafon, we take out the hidden matzah, that afikoman. Barech, we bench. Hallel, we say the hallel at the end of the after the meal. And nirtza, we end off the whole gada with all the songs and things of praise that we praise Hashem in the gada. Yeah.
To a certain amount of matzah.
So that all those technical things we'll get into. Oh. It's the next few weeks. I just want to introduce the song. This song represents what we will do on this night. And that's why at every pause during the Seder, as we do things, so we sing this song. Not everyone has this custom, but at my house, I adopted my wife's custom. This is my wife's parents' custom, that when you have a pause, as you're getting the wine, as you're getting the water to wash, instead of everyone sitting and just chatting, we sing this. So now we'll review the tune. And there are a few tunes for this, but this is the common tune. Kadesh urchat karpas yachat magid rachta motzi mata maror korech shulchan orech tzafun barech Hallel Nirtza again, Kadesh Purchat, Karpas Yachat, Mahagid Rachta, Motzi Mahata, Maror Korech, Shulchan Orech, Tzafun Barech, Hallel Nirtza. Kadesh urchat karpas yachat magid rachta motzi mata maror korech shulchan orech tzafun barech hallel nirtza. Now do just the tune. Ta da na na ta da na 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 ha la 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 ha la 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 ha la 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 ya la 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 ya ya la ha la ya la 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 ha la 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 ya la 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 ha la 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 ya la 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 ya la ha la 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 kadesh urchat karpas yachat magid rachta motzi mata maror korech shulchan orech Tzafon Marech Hallel Nirtza. Shkwa.
Isn't there another song that uses the same tune?
Could be, remind me.
I don't exactly know the words. Alright, you know the words? Like, Havana Nishra